Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour on the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. We're running a little behind. That's my fault. I apologize, but let's get back on the clock. We have a lot to get to this hour. Crowder, you want to fix your camera? It's just showing Dan Orlovsky behind you.
Dan is a good-looking dude.
Dan is a very good-looking dude. They're talking about a very tragic story that we haven't even discussed today. There's a couple sad stories in the world of sports today. Eric Spoelstra, of course, his house, we found out this morning, burned down in South Miami. Yeah. This one, clearly much more severe. There's really no way to even talk about this thing, man. Like, this is just brutal. Marshawn Nealon, dead at the age of 24, scored a touchdown on Monday Night Football. And today it seems like it's being reported an apparent suicide, self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to authorities. So just tough, man.
It's crazy, and we always say the same thing, Solana. You know, check on your people.
Yeah.
Mental health, you know, is real. And it just takes me back to, man, it just Junior Seau and Tay and my friends that have passed too young as well. And, you know, he's a young guy, but you always think about the head hits and all of that stuff that have something to do with it. Takes you back to, you know, you did that as well. And I know other people, like, I always say when athletes, you know, apparently, you know, self-inflicted gunshot wound if he took his own life, but a lot of people are going through stuff too. But this guy, you know, Marshawn Nealon, he gets on ESPN because of the fact he played for the Cowboys. But there's a lot of people going through stuff out there. And just it's known that's not the way to deal with the problems, have somebody to talk to. But if you know somebody's going through something, man, reach out to them. Because, like I said, I've talked to a number of people that have taken their own lives months before they did. And I knew nothing was wrong.
Not to get too deep here, but think about it, man. People think, to your point, money solves everything.
Nope.
And I'm not saying Marshawn Nealon was the highest paid player in the NFL, but this is a second round pick. He's only 24 years old. He was having a pretty good season for all intents and purposes. This dude was on live TV, national TV, three nights ago, scoring a touchdown on a bizarre play, ended up with the ball in the end zone. 3 days later, he's taking his own life. So to your point, man, check on your people, because you just... You think certain people are living a certain type of life just because of whatever, and you don't know. You don't know what's going on between the ears.
Money is a lot of people's problems, concern.
Yeah.
Then you have money, there's always more problems. A lot of time financial, you know, house, food, air conditioning, electricity, that's what takes over. But then once that's taken care of, there's still other variables in people's lives that are obviously to this point in – dozens and dozens, hundreds, thousands, others that take over your mind and make you do, you know, make you see things in a crazy way. So, yeah, Just like I say. And we it's the same thing when it happens, is check on your people. Check on your people. And if it's you, if you're going through a tough time, man, find somebody to talk to. Find somebody to reach out to. If it's not somebody you know, there's plenty of, you know, there's therapists out there. There's churches. There's whatever. Wherever you feel comfortable, find some comfort in that and have somebody to talk to.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We'll move forward here. We'll forge ahead despite that that tough news from earlier today. I know it hit the football world pretty hard, man.
Yeah.
We'll do headlines here. Again, Omar Kelly is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes. Omar was at the Dolphins facility today, Crowder. I just want to get a vibe check from Omar, and I want to talk about this Tua thing because you and me, you and I, clearly have a very different perspective on Tua than Omar does. He's kind of known as the beat reporter who will cape up. And I'm not saying this as a criticism. Like, he genuinely believes there's deeper issues with the Miami Dolphins than Tua Tagovailoa. And he's not wrong, by the way. There is a lot more issues than just the quarterback. We just happen to think the quarterback is the most important part of the team, and he doesn't. But either way, we were talking about this yesterday where, hey, if Tua ends up getting benched at some point this season, I was reading in CBSSports.com just now, like five bold takes for the second half of the season. What do you think one of them was? Tua gets benched. Quinn Ewers is going to start for the Dolphins. So, you know, it's being talked about. It was reported by Ian Rappaport. Jimmy, why don't you pull up that sound, actually? We didn't get to play this earlier. We'll do it now. This could be part of headlines. They're driven by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit Doral Volkswagen or check out DoralVolkswagen.com. I don't know. Have you changed at all how you feel about this situation, Crowder? We'll hear from Tua in a second. But, like, what in your mind, I asked Gelb this yesterday, what would he have to do to garner legitimate interest from teams around the league at the end of the season?
I think he already garners legitimate, you know, interest from them. Like I said, those terrible teams – The Saints, which they probably had the first pick because they're bad, you know, in case they pull something together. But if they want to go out and get, what's the boy from Indiana? Fernando?
Well, I was going to.
Down here?
Yeah, I was going to read you Fernando Mendoza, what some of the mock drafts are saying, early mock drafts are saying about the Dolphins and just in general.
But the bridge quarterback, right now he's a bridge quarterback. Because now we're watching it. We're watching him go 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. We're watching him go 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's the inconsistency of a bridge guy. I don't want to say he's Jameis Winston because they're totally different styles. Like, Jameis is a howitzer, just slinging it. And Tua is more of a tactician. You know, he has to figure it out, throw windows open and all that stuff. But they're in that same realm where I don't know. I still feel as if there's nothing Tua can do for another team to give him the reins to an organization. That's why I'm at with Tua. Tua's not terrible. Tua's still one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world, I believe. I just don't think, like the Dolphins did 2 years ago, giving him $250 million, I don't think another team is going to say, we have Tua Tagovailoa, we're set at quarterback. I think those days are done. And I talked about it with the bell curve. I think that 2023 year, after going through the Brian Flores stuff, you know, struggling, the mental side of it, or the, you know, not believing in him side with the Flores regime, then getting to McDaniel, who totally believed in him, he peaked in 2023. We blew off 2024 like, oh, this is a down year, and now he's continuing to decline. Was 2023 his peak, or at least plateau? I think it was. I don't think Tua will ever be in an MVP conversation. So that's where I'm at with Tua. I don't care if he goes out and throws. Somebody keeps saying that, what if he throws 4 touchdowns this week? He had an up week, and I would anticipate in the next 2 weeks he's going to have a down week.
Yeah. I'm not getting fooled anymore. With, I don't care if they beat Buffalo, a 4 touchdown week. Like, this is done. This is done.
And I don't know
whether or not he's
here next
year. I don't
know if Omar believes he's a franchise guy still. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the league. He's going to play quarterback in the NFL. What is for the next, he might be in the league another 10 years.
Maybe.
But you're the guy.
I wouldn't bet on that, but maybe.
Yeah, well, the injury stuff. But you're the guy. Lamar's the guy. Herbert's the guy. Jared Goff's the guy. Like that, I don't think anybody's going to give him, put him in the front seat again.
Quarterbacks in the NFL are faces of the franchise if you have the right one. If you don't, the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if Bryce Young is the face of the franchise. They're winning, but he's not the face of the franchise.
No, can't be.
The Dolphins had Tua as the face of the franchise. I don't think they consider him the face of the franchise anymore.
And I don't think he's going to be a face of any franchise. Right. I think we've seen the best of Tua. And yeah. He can prove me wrong. I don't know how Omar feels about this. We'll talk to him in his next segment. But yeah, that's where I'm at with Tua. Can he play? Yes. Is he going to be that dude again? I can't see it.
Just a couple headlines here. We'll just wrap up headlines. We'll bring on Omar. Still a lot to get to today. The Panthers do play tonight. They're going to play a 10 p.m. puck drop against the L.A. Kings. Jimmy, that's on FM 104.3, right, tonight? I believe it is. FM 104.3 WQAM. And Canes Hoops is in action tonight as well. They play Bethune-Cookman. That game will be on AM 560.
Correct.
Tonight. So that's your station schedule for coming up later today. Fernando Mendoza, we can get into this a little bit later, but Fernando Mendoza, a lot of people have him either going first overall, second overall, third, fourth. He's in that top five range. He's going to be one of the top three quarterbacks drafted. I think you just kind of have to draft a quarterback until you find one. That's how I feel the Dolphins should approach the next couple of years in the draft. But to your point with Fernando Mendoza, there's interest.
Yeah.
There's interest from around the league.
So there's always that guy, and he's playing very well. He bust on the scene. Like, this is, you know, I didn't know who Fernando Mendoza was. I know he's from down here now as I'm hearing the story.
Went to Columbus.
This year, though. Did you know Fernando Mendoza, 2023?
I knew him last year because he was at Cal, and he was the backup quarterback at Cal, and they were my fantasy team. Excuse me, my dynasty team in NCAA 2025. No joke. And I started him because I liked him better than the quarterback that was there at the time. So I've been a Mendoza guy going back to last year because of how well he progressed in a video game. And then, you know, the bleep hole left me in the portal the following year in a video game. Left me in the portal.
You're mad about your fantasy team on the game.
I mean, I understand my facilities at Cal weren't great, Fernando, but damn, bro, we won the title. What are you doing?
It's him. Who else is up there? Nussmeier, probably.
No, not anymore. Dante Moore from Oregon. Well,
Dante Moore can play. Yeah, Norris
dropped. Lenore Sellers. That's my guy. He can I love Lenore Sellers.
So
he's my quarterback in NCAA 2026 in my dynasty.
Are you going to find? That's what you got to do. So the Dolphins now, I think they're back into the we have to find the guy.
Yep.
You're not. He has to be a young guy. There's no backups right now in the league. There's like the Joe Flacco thing. It's working out for the Bengals. The Bengals can't give Joe Flacco a 5-year deal, make him the dude. He's 40 years old. It has to. You have to go the young route. That's what a reset is. You have to go find that guy. Is there another Daniel Jones somewhere that's not being utilized correctly, like the Giants weren't to the Colts? Now he's a MVP.
Somebody might think that's Tua.
I don't think it's Tua, but
somebody might around the league. We hope.
And this is funny. We're having this conversation. It's going to be Champ Kelly or whoever is in that position that has to go make that decision. Is it Lenore Sellers or is it somebody else out there? Is there some backup running around the league right now? I don't know. I think it has to be a young guy. If you look at the good teams, that's what they've done. The Eagles, Jalen, like you see those young, the teams that make it, the Colts are an aberration with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I think most of these good teams, you look around, Jared Goff's in the system. I don't think Jared Goff is that damn good. I think he's
That was your guy. I heard from you last year was about Jared Goff, Lions. That was your guy.
You put Jared Goff in an offense not based around the run with two Hall of Fame style running backs. I don't think Goff's that guy, but he's in a great situation. Could Tua go to the Lions and thrive? I think so. I think Tua could thrive in a system like that. Tua can't go to the Rams.
I don't think he's that. I don't think he's cut from that cloth.
His arm's not strong enough.
It's not even that, but like I think they have the type of weapons that he would be good with. But you got to be able to put your head down and run through somebody if you're playing for for Dan Campbell. I just don't think he's that. That type of guy. Well, let's take a break. We'll talk more about this with Omar and later on in the show. By the way, tonight, Thursday night football, rather, Raiders are at the Broncos. You want to guess what the line is in that game?
Raiders at the Broncos. Ooh, Broncos 7.5.
9.5 tonight. 9.5. Dolphins are now 9-point favorites, down from 9.5.
Dogs.
Well, no, you know, excuse me, 9-point dogs. Excuse me. 9-point dogs, down from 9.5. But you know why that line moved?
Why?
You get rid of Papa Shop. People know you're
out of here.
You're in business. Everybody knows you're in business.
Omar took Papa Shop out the locker room.
I texted him, find the Papa Shop machine and call in. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald is going to join us to talk about Tua, the Dolphins, and an update from today's practice. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hockman Crowder and Solana Show. No Hawk today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Omar Kelly has graced us on the video feed. And I texted Omar this morning. I said, hey, I want to talk about the Tua situation. Hawk is off, but I'd like you to join Crowder and I. And I was telling everybody earlier in the show, Omar, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Miami Dolphins columnist covering the team for the Miami Herald. Yesterday, I'd asked Zach Gelb, who joins us. He's a national talk show host. We were just kind of asking him his national perspective on the Dolphins. He's not geared in like you are, obviously, around the team, but he's got a good pulse of what's going on, Omar. And we asked him what he thought the interest around the league would be for Tua Tagovailoa this offseason, or what he would have to do to garner interest. And he said his opinion that he thinks it would be virtually impossible for the Dolphins to trade Tua at the end of the season. And I clipped it and I posted it on social media. And this morning I'm just looking at the comments. And Caleb Smith commented on Facebook, according to Omar Kelly, there's a huge market for Tua if he were to be released or traded. Well, and he said, so why don't y'all get him on this topic? I said, okay, Caleb. All right, I'll get Omar on this topic then. I want to be free and fair here. I'll get Omar on this topic. So, Omar, I would like to ask you, you know, beyond all, everything else from today, you were at practice. You spoke to some of the players. I see there's no more Papa Shot, which I can't wait to talk to you about. What do you really think the market would be for Tua, or does he have to play a certain way this final stretch, final half of the season, in order to bolster the idea of somebody trading for him?
I want you to know that you inspired my column that will be in today's Miami Herald, where the whole bottom portion explains what's remaining on Tua's contract. It's probably the most complicated situation to sum up to anybody. But the bottom line is Tua is getting $55 million from the Dolphins or somebody else next year. Who pays it? Who knows? And if you cut him, then you're basically having a dead cap of $99 million. So he's playing in the NFL unless he retires and cashes out an injury settlement. And I think that that's a slim possibility. Now, when I said that there are teams that were interested in Tua, that was based on me talking, reporting. And I know head coaches that are definitely interested in Tua. One of them does have a quarterback now. And then one of them, we depends on the situation, how the season plays out. He might not have a quarterback. He might have a quarterback. Then you look at the New Orleans Saints. You telling me that if they don't end up with one of these hopeful quarterbacks, that they're not going to be interested in Tua and putting him in the dome situation? I find that hard to believe, especially considering his head coach is a lefty and just like him. So obviously, you know, there's some commonalities there. There will be interest in Tua. The contract is not ideal. It's really going to be a turnoff to everybody. But that's the reality of the situation. I mean, I have a hard time believing that he's not going to be here next year.
And, to that point, or just to the attention he's getting or the interest he'll have, my thing is Tua can play football in this league. That's not what I'm saying when I say, no, you know, low interest. Is somebody going to hand him the reins again? He's our franchise. Like, it's Tua, because I think, I don't know if you heard me, I think 2023, he's coming up, he's moving, he hit 2023. I think we hit the bell curve and he's going back down, or at least plateauing. I don't think we're going to see a better Tua than 2023.
Listen, even Tua said, and this is part of the column, he's trying to get back to where I was. I don't understand why my game has changed and why I'm not feeling as comfortable as I am. I know why, but, you know, I'm not feeling as comfortable. My footwork isn't right. You know, I'm trying to get back to that old form. And I'm thinking to myself, with what receivers? I'm thinking to myself, with what offensive line? You know, and this is not to make excuses for him. He does not look like the same quarterback. He is, you know, he got that Jay Cutler disease where if you come in close to him, I'm throwing the ball away. Like, it's out of my hand. Like, don't hit him. But he's also instructed to do this.
Right.
He's instructed to play this way because everybody hammered in his brain, just keep yourself available to the team. Okay. Well, it's altered his game a little bit, slightly, just a little bit.
What? Oh, to that point. So I think you're a little higher on Tua than me.
Yeah.
But we talked about it where, like, the Lions offense, that play action having two hellified running backs, you can run the ball and win games. Now you have the deep ball play action. Tua's arm, I don't think, can thrive in that deep ball offense. He can't play with the Ravens offense or the Bills offense. He's not that athletic enough. Like, what kind of offense does Tua have to play? Does it have to be timing and throwing the windows?
Yeah, but he thrived in that offense, and he thrived throwing the deep balls in 22 and 23. We just haven't seen it in 24. Now, has the arm slightly decreased? I don't know, maybe. But I've seen Tua throw a 45 yards on a rope. That's not his strength, but that wasn't Ryan Tannehill's strength. And he played, 10 seasons, if not more, as a starter in the NFL? I don't think it's the deep ball. I mean, and realistically, outside of Jalen Waddle, who are you throwing a deep ball to on this team?
Alec Ingold. Apparently Alec Ingold, Omar.
We got you.
Yeah, I do think he needs a little bit more targets, but that's a whole
stop. Stop.
Listen, nobody ever defends Alec Ingold. Think about it. They always assume he's blocking. What's supposed to be fakes blocks and goes out for a route? You know what I'm saying? On somebody like Channing Crowder, he'd probably be open.
Wow. We got you for 11 yards. Man, now you can't base no offense around that.
I mean, what you want? Listen, it's funny. I say this, and Crowder, you could understand. Do you realize that their best offense is six offensive linemen on the field? And four targets. It's like they said, forget the fifth target.
Yeah.
We can play well if we can protect the quarterback. Think about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you run the ball better and you protect the quarterback and he really don't need five outlets, why wouldn't you think about just going with six offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Just think about it a little bit. Oh. It works.
Omar, if Crowder could have been on the field as a linebacker going up against a team that had Larry Borum and Greg Dulcich as the two tight ends.
Oh.
You'd still be in the league.
Pro bowler.
You'd still be in the league.
What? I could lock down Borum. Choco. Oh, but listen, I you're right, too. The six offensive line thing. They're going to figure that out. They're going to know Fat Boy's not going out. They're going to start doubling people. Like, that was the thing about Mike McDaniel's stuff, and Aronde Gaston called it years ago. If his stuff works, it works. If they got him, there's no – he can't turn a page over. There's no plan B is what we kept calling it. What's the – like, that's what he had – it seemed like the six offensive linemen was a plan B, but the plan B didn't hit until 3 weeks ago. Hell,
we're 4 years in. I was begging them the year three when they couldn't run the ball to put a jumbo – go to a jumbo package. But, you know, that's besides the point. Right now, they're problem solving. They don't have Darren Waller. They don't have Tyreek Hill. Who is your second best weapon? Malik Washington? Like, you know, Devon Achane is catching, probably going to catch more balls than any back in team history at this point. You know, you have two legit weapons on this team. Who in the NFL can you beat with two legit weapons?
Obviously, the Falcons
and the Jets
and the Falcons.
Hey, they just caught them. They just caught them sleeping on that six offensive lineman.
Omar,
surprise.
Omar, before we let you go, I know you have a busy day ahead of you. The plan right now from the front office, they let go of Chris Greer. I don't think anybody's very surprised that that was the move, but I do think there's people who are surprised Mike McDaniel is sticking around here. The plan moving forward, where we're reading reports that Mike McDaniel might still have a job next season, depending on how he does this year. What do you make of the whole thing? I mean, I see you laughing. What do you make of this entire situation? You keep Greer, but or you let go of Greer, but not McDaniel. Like, how is this going to work out?
Let me counter your reports, which is, I mean, what else are they going to say? Let me counter your reports. Crowder, you remember when Joey stepped up in the meeting room and basically was like, Cam Cameron, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm right next to him. I was grabbing his pant leg like a little kid trying to keep daddy home. Sit your ass down, Peasy. Sit down. Man, you full of bleep. You don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah. Listen, the minute the locker room is fixed, you don't know what's going on. You can't fix it. And like, we are doomed, and they start checking out, you're done. You're done as a head coach. Gase tried to change the entire locker room. Who was it? Was it Gase or Joe Philbin? I think Joe Philbin tried to change the entire locker room too. It doesn't matter. When they check out, and they're not coming back. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing you could do. As long as one or two players is there, they'll sit there in the meeting room and be like, this dude don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
So all these people were saying, Mike's safe if they start winning games, maybe. But think about it from Steve Ross's perspective. How can you sell this team to a fan base if you bring Mike back? Exactly what do you say? What do you do? This fan base is, they're done. They're like, no more of this. I'm good. I'm tapping out. Yeah. And I really don't know if you could do anything other than massive change up to get their interest again. And it's going to be a tough uphill battle for this Dolphins organization.
They took out the Papa Shot. You had to know, man, that they were interested in Papa Shot. Now they're not thinking about Papa
Shot.
Well,
they're getting ready for Buffalo, Omar, right?
Yeah,
they're getting ready for Buffalo.
The Papa Listen. Shot was taking over their minds.
Listen, it's so funny because it's a Papa Shot and a basketball rim, but they took out both of them. And those things must have taken so many shots. The Papa Shot been broken like four times already. We are on week 9. The Papa Shot has been broken like four times. We're in the locker room. There might be 400 shots taken, you know, from the Papa Shot. You walk into the shower, Papa Shot, Papa Shot. You try, you know how it is, Crowder. You try. It was a gathering thing. It was a meeting place. It was a bonding thing. I guess they figured week 9, we done bonded. We good.
So the Papa Shot was a distraction. What's the care? Me and Salon talked about this earlier. You're talking about motivation or people checking out on McDaniel. What is the carrot that you're chasing? What's the carrot that they're – I guess, what are they selling the players as that carrot that they're chasing?
It's funny because Bradley Chubb called – he's like, I might be delusional, but I still think we got a shot at winning the game. Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, Bradley, you are indeed delusional. People are playing for their futures, NFL futures, for their future roles, for their future contracts, for their future employer, maybe for their future head coach. This is really about, you know, this is when you get the repeated to you, the eye in the sky, don't lie. Mm-hmm. I got to put good stuff on film because that's going to be my resume. Like, you know, you cannot quit on a team. It makes it very hard on you when you do quit on a team and people are not going to want to employ you.
Omar, do you eat nachos?
No, I just cheese. Why would I do that?
I knew that because you don't eat sandwiches. Today's National Nachos Day. I figured nachos, there's just too much going on a plate for you.
It's the cheese component. I'll eat the chips with some picadillo. I mean, not picadillo, salsa. I forget what people.
Guac. You know, you eat guac, like guac and chips. You don't eat guacamole.
I will eat it in a roll, but I'll be like, but I'll survive with it in a roll. But I'm not enjoying it. I don't enjoy guac.
That's wow, crazy.
Yeah. Well, y'all grown men don't eat nothing.
You don't eat like mozzarella sticks.
Oh, I do eat mozzarella. If it's mozzarella, I'll give it a try.
He likes fried cheese. You like fried cheese then?
Pizza and mozzarella sticks is probably about the extent of my cheese experience. But I mean, if I eat cheese, whoever's around me gonna pay the consequences. It's not just that I don't like it.
You got that milk.
Cheese don't like me either. Channing, you've been vegan for a hot minute. You know, once you start eating all that stuff, oh man.
This guy, TikTok trend, Omar, this guy is taking down prebiotic, probiotic, kombucha.
Kombucha.
He spent $75 on some health vitamins downstairs. And meanwhile, he threw down 7,000 calories of sushi in between each of those kombuchas.
Hey, oh, you're getting on your peptides and your collagen? You got to get your peptide collagen in you.
You know what? The collagen, I do need to research it.
There you go. Look at it.
All them old cougars, they real big on the collagen. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Salon. Look at he looks all sick and meagly. Look at
his wife know about that collagen.
He's TikTok health guy final boss. Omar Kelly, read his work. By the way, it looks like our show inspired a column tonight. That's pretty cool. Read it. MiamiHerald.com. Omar, we love you, man. Thank you so much.
I guess.
All right, Omar Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. I knew Omar, the nachos question, I had it written down. I'm like, no way he eats nachos. No. I just knew it.
It's wild, man.
National Nachos Day. I want
to
ask
Crowder.
I wasn't
allowed not to like food as a kid.
Same thing.
You eat what's on your damn plate.
I didn't eat fish because genuinely, I'm allergic.
You're not allergic to fish.
So couldn't
just
eat fish,
cry like
obviously.
A little baby.
Couldn't eat fish, obviously. I'm allergic. But.
You know, allergic has to have a reaction.
Yeah.
What happens?
I don't like it.
That's not a reaction. A physical reaction.
Yeah, no. Physically, I don't like it.
You're full of crap.
But, man, like, if I sat down for dinner and there was, you know, carne con papa.
I knew you were going to say a word that's long and nobody
Milanesa
knows.
Caballo.
You have a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Con.
And if you don't eat it.
Puré. And I didn't want to eat it. I mean, my dad would have just told me to go to bed.
Was it breakfast? Like, if you don't eat it for dinner, is it heated back up for breakfast?
No, don't be ridiculous. Yeah. That's crazy.
So y'all just get to go to bed and eat your stash of candy under the bed.
I mean, in reality, my parents would have just taken me to McDonald's. Let's be real.
Or VK.
You chime in on this, Jimmy.
I mean, you saw my pictures when I was younger, Crowder.
You were eating.
I was eating, man.
You had a bacon grease IV.
We continue the 4 o'clock hour coming up. I want to talk more about National Nachos Day. Speaking of a bacon IV, National Nachos Day coming up in the next segment. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not kidding. It is the best day in a long time of Jimmy picking music.
Man, listen.
You can't turn your mic on, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, don't worry about mic today because you're playing some good songs. Hawk's off. He panders to Hawk. Appreciate you, Jimmy.
It's crazy,
thank
though.
You.
Just there's three people
you're
on the
welcome.
Show. Just pander to Hawk sometimes, and then pander to Crowder sometimes, pander to me sometimes.
No, I know now I found out that Hawk pays him off. I'm not giving Jimmy a damn dime because he has a salary from the station. So, yeah, I'm not giving you no money, Jimmy, to play no rap.
All good.
Okay.
I guess that is true. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
Yeah, no, I Hawk understand it up. Now.
You know, how come Hawk never sent me money?
He didn't really like you.
Yeah. What happened there? He said the other day he used to send Falero money.
Yeah.
Now I find out he's sending Jimmy checks. What the hell happened to me?
I give you gifts, Christmas gifts.
Yeah, you gave me a $2. I'll never forget this. Crowder, for those of you who don't know, Crowder,
I got, man.
First year working on the show. I'm hired May 31st, I know it's my birthday, of 2019. I work on the show 4 months, they named me the official producer, executive producer of the show. I took over for Falero. This is like my first really big gig, Afternoon Drive on WQAM. I feel like me and Crowder have hit it off decently. Mm-hmm. And Christmas comes around. Crowder comes in to do the show on Christmas Eve. And he gets up after the show and he looks at me and he goes, "Yo, Solana, Merry Christmas, big homie." And he daps me up.
Yeah.
And in my hand is a card for Outback Steakhouse. I said, "Wow, man, that, like, no joke." I'm like, dude, Crowder is a good dude, man. Crowder is genuinely a good dude. It's probably $100 on this card, mm-hmm. No doubt. So I take my now fiance to Outback about 2.5 months later. One night, we're driving around, brand new Outback, opened up in Kendall. Said, "Bro, Town and Country, we're here. Crowder gave me an Outback Steakhouse gift card on Crowder." We walk in, we sit down, I order the filet, baked potato, nice. I even get a damn chocolate cake at the end, because why not? There was $2.63 on the card.
Great story, man. I just, because you worked so hard that year, I wanted to give you something, and you were with wonderful Valentina, so give y'all something to mm-hmm. have a memory on a wonderful, loving time of year in those mm-hmm. in those holiday season. Right. So, yeah, man, just, you know, our care for each other's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cleaned the plates that night at Outback.
You unappreciative little bitch.
$2.63. Like, do you have no shame, man?
Yeah, man, I got a Texas Day Brazil card.
Bro, put that thing up your ass. How
Texas
the hell?
Brazil.
No, I know who gave you that. Barry gave you that. I have the same one. Barry, the Ticket Wizard. TicketWizard.com, by the way.
I got the shirt on.
Yeah. My fiance called the Ticket Wizard
Jimbo.
Yesterday. He helped her get out of a ticket.
This is yours, baby.
I'll check the balance before
no,
I go.
Jimmy, there actually might be a balance on that because Crowder didn't buy it. The Ticket Wizard gave it to him.
I used it already.
Did you really?
There's some stuff left. I don't know how much is left, but I've used it already.
Did you go to the Texas Day Brazil by yourself?
No. Went with the wife. Went with the wife. The one.
There's
over.
Still a balance on that?
Yeah, we just eat. Yeah, I don't get in all that foolishness. I just eat some meat.
What does that mean, all that foolishness?
You know, all those little dibbles and dabbles on the side. You just get that main little piece.
All right. Let's take a break. $2.63,
man. Trying to watch out for you, brother.
Crazy. I mean, he hit me with a Merry Christmas, big homie. I was like, damn, big homie.
Yeah, yeah. That was a connection.
$2.63. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana on the other side.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.